This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning, I'm Renee Montaigne. The House of Representatives today takes up the first energy bill written by Democrats in more than a decade. And that means it's unlike any energy bill that's been debated in Congress for years. What's not in the bill is probably as important as what is in it, which is why, as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, what's likely to pass in the House won't likely become the final law.
Americans aren't shy about energy. Take Brenda Page of Florida in her pink floppy sun hat standing on the steps of the Capitol and talking about the government.
They're not doing anywhere near enough.
No?
No, they need to be more green. They need to really stop this fuel consumption thing one way or another.
Well, I definitely think that we should consider using alternate forms of energy, perhaps even nuclear energy. Our dependence on foreign oil is ridiculous with the amount of resources that we have in this country, I think.
That's tourist Cheryl Nicholson of Eureka, California, standing at the Capitol not too far away from the man who has shepherded the Democrats' energy package through the House. That's Ed Markey of Massachusetts. He says it's got three main parts. The first and most important is what he calls everyday efficiency.
The appliances which we use, the buildings that we work and live in. We are going to require them to become much more efficient, saving energy that will never have to be used because we're more efficient.
The second part sparks production of renewable fuels from corn and other crops. It boosts grants for filling stations to turn gas pumps to E85 ethanol pumps. These things will help America, in the words of Speaker Nancy Pelosi, get fuel from the Midwest rather than the Middle East. And the third piece of this energy bill invests in something whose name suits Congressman Markey's New England accent.
Carbon capture and sequestration, a new technology that will hopefully be able to capture the carbon emitted from coal-burning plants in the United States so that we can reduce the amount of carbon coming from the generation of electricity from coal.
Democrats say this energy bill will make a big difference in the country's future. But if you ask Republican leader John Boehner, he'll tell you it's missing one thing, energy.
You know, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle worship at the gods of the radical environmentalism, which are against any new production in our country.
Energy production, Boehner says, meaning incentives for oil and natural gas drilling and coal mining, those are absent in this bill for the first time in years. In fact, Democrats have revoked many tax rewards and loan guarantees for big oil and gas that were created by earlier Republican-crafted bills, and they did it to pay for their own approach. Paul Bledsoe of the bipartisan National Commission on Energy Policy says now's the time to do that.
There's not a lot of extra incentive needed to drill for oil when global oil prices are at an all-time high. So I think the focus now needs to be on efficiency of oil use, and the place to go there is American automobiles.
So this bus that's passing us right now, the House bill doesn't say anything about what kind of mileage it should get.
That's right, and as you know, mileage standards have not been increased by Congress in more than 25 years. U.S. fuel economy standards are the lowest of any industrialized nation in the world.
But in this energy bill, there are no new standards for fuel efficiency for cars. The Senate has voted to require car companies to raise their standards to 35 miles per gallon by 2020. So why not the House? I took the question to Democrat Ed Markey.
Speaker Pelosi has made it clear that higher mileage standards for our automotive fleet is in play as an issue because it's already in the Senate energy bill. And as the House goes to conference with the Senate, it's obviously something that is going to be discussed and will have to be resolved.
Translation: the mileage standards are just too hot to handle on the House floor right now. The issue not only divides the parties, it divides the Democrats. So to avoid a scraping, nasty battle within her party, Pelosi brokered a deal that left all the mileage standards out of the bill altogether. And so today, if and when this energy bill comes up, you're likely to see it sail through the House, creating a trophy for the majority Democrats just before their August recess. It had better be a restful recess, because when they come back in September, they'll have to sit down with the Senate to work out that thorny issue of fuel efficiency standards for cars. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.